I know we're here to honor, you know, all the nominees and whatnot, but I personally want to give a big shout out for the host, for Sarah Silverman. Because finally, there's an award show host that you'd want to fuck. Kind of like Jon Stewart, too, you know? I could see myself getting all like Heath Ledger on him. You know, that kind of thing. I want to take it to a sensitive place right now. Kind of like I'd like to with Jon Stewart. I haven't been here in 8 years on this stage at the Indie Spirit Awards. The last time I was here was a first date for me and a woman who wound up becoming my wife. I was nominated for a screenplay for Chasing Amy, and I won. And no. And I was fishing a little bit. And I won, and then that was really cool, but the best part about that night is that is the night that we fell in love, me and Jen fell in love. And so it's kind of nice to be back here to celebrate that anniversary. And when I say we fell in love, I mean we totally fucked. For a long time, which is rare for me. And, so I guess what I'm saying to all you winners tonight is, like, you take home that trophy, you probably have a good shot at fucking my wife. And all I ask is that I can watch. Preferably from under a glass table. I've been directing for about 12 years now, and this is the year that I finally learned what directing's all about, really, and the commitment that it takes to be a director. Apparently, to be a director, you gotta be willing to put on a dress, go out and solicit blowjobs in Hollywood. Which I'll be doing right after the show based on that reaction. But I'm going to introduce, believe me, the irony is not lost on me presenting Best Director, me being the worst director, but I'm going to introduce you to a bunch of nominees who are really, really great cats.